The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Pamela Cookie. And Pamela, sorry to do this to you, but this is actual podcast 502 since we started in 2017. I didn't get your reply in time, so always special to get you on regardless.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it. 502, Andy. That's amazing. Like, you've been spreading the word and shining the torch and lifting everyone for that long. So well done you. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Start this podcast with important matters first. Surrey Storm are top. That makes me very happy.
They are top, and I think they've got a game or two in hand, but they are flying high. Just that one defeat to Pulse. But they're looking so good, Andy, and it's still very early days in the season, so we can only expect them to get even better. But they're playing with confidence. They've got a very strong squad, which I think is crucial if you want to challenge for that top four and then into the finals and then lift that trophy. Exciting times. And as an ex-Storm player, I am happy to see them doing well.
Mickey's always suggested that these things are going to take time.
As you say, Storm have been growing, and Mickey's been there a few years now, and she's been developing the culture that she likes and the style of play that she wants to see out on court. What they were missing last year, they've got this year in terms of Layla and SDL. And those two additions to the team in goal attack and goal defence has just lifted them to another level. They already had the amazing Prascovia piece as your target shooter at the back. And then you bring in the likes of Amy Flanagan, Super Amy, as she was. I used to love playing with her and having her on the team, because you know when you need a crucial intercept, she's going to come out and get that for you. And whether it's at wing defence or centre, she's so strong. And then you bring in a Hannah Knights, the experience that she has, whether she's playing a half game or a quarter or whatnot, just being in above and in amongst that environment. I think Mickey's got herself a nice squad there with some experienced players who have been in critical situations, and they now know how to win games.
And you would have been in that squad with Hannah and Amy as well. So what was it like when you heard about their return?
I was really pleased, because Hannah's obviously, she had some time out, and then she'd been training in amongst the environment, and then to get the opportunity to then be part of the Super League team this year, I think was so great for her, and to see her doing something that she loves. Amy had some time out as well to concentrate on her work and other aspects of life. I think Joe Tripp puts it really nicely from Seven Stars when she says netball is a well-paid hobby. So it isn't professional for a lot of people. And so you have to think about life off court as well. And I think the fact that Amy went out, did what she needed to do, and now she's back and she's enjoying playing again is really great. And it only adds to that Surrey Storm environment that Mickey's created.
People like Ellie Gibbons and Frankie Wells as well, they can come on when needed and really make an impact.
Yeah, they do. And I think, again, it's testament to the environment. And I know they train together as a whole twice a week, but then Mickey puts on other smaller groups or individual sessions throughout the week, so people can get what they need, whether it's tactical, whether it's technical, whether it's their fitness stuff, whether it's how do I develop myself individually and then contribute and be part of a team. For them, those players that you would say are kind of on the fringes, they get those opportunities so that when they then step out on court, they can link in quite nicely.
It was February the 18th that Storm ended Thunder's 24-game unbeaten run. That's got to affect everybody mentally and just give them that extra boost.
Definitely. This season is very different to last in terms of the amount of changes we've seen to different squads, new coaches, different players, all sorts. So on one hand, you kind of want to start from afresh and just take it for what it is, but you've always got that history in the back of your mind. And for Storm to overcome Manchester Thunder after that amazing season that they had last year would boost anybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's only fair we look at Thunder then. So what are you made of Lanise so far?
I really enjoyed watching her. I haven't seen any of the Thunder games live yet, but on the streams or on Sky Sports. I think she's such a great asset in terms of how strong she is and how she takes the ball so well, and she's confident to turn and shoot under the post. And I think she's really come into our league. Well, she's been here before, and she's slotted nicely into that attacking end. And when you've got a Nat Metcalf feeding you, what more can you want?
And Shadeen as well.
Oh, Shadeen van der Merwe, how amazing was she last year? Like every time she took the court, you knew she was going to get some type of ball, whether it's hustling hard, flying for those intercepts at multiple positions as well. To have that experience in Manchester Thunder side, so Karen Gregg, what she has to play with, I think it's second to none. But then also you add into that some of the youngsters like a Taylor McKevitt, who's come down from Sirens. What an impact that she's had in that centre position. And then she's playing against some of her Thunder Pathway teammates. So that connection has been reignited again. So you've got that mix of, I'd say, youth and experience, but not just experience in like age, but in international experience or in Super League experience, plus others that have been in and around Super League environments, but haven't necessarily had the full court time that they would have wanted.
You and I could both talk to hours on the actual league itself, but we will be brief, honest. Lightning have been fairly consistent so far. They've had wins already against Bath, Dragons, Sirens, and Mavericks as well. And the only loss was against Thunder.
Yeah. Well, with a Loughborough Lightning team, they are one that you can say consistency is key. With their squad, they've been together for a very, very long time, and they know each other inside and out. And then you add in a few new players in terms of Emma Thacker, in terms of Rhea Dixon, and then you're just adding a little bit of spice into that and some extra youth into that. I think when you've got a Mary Cholhock as your target shooter, you can score so, so quickly, and that's a massive asset for them. But then you've got the likes of Hannah Joseph that has really stepped up her game again. I think it's almost 10 years, if not more, that she's been at Loughborough Lightning. And then you've got a Nat Panigari in the middle, who again has had so much experience. And I think what Vicky's done nicely in terms of she's always talking about the players as individuals. And when whether they've been had niggles or little injuries, she's said, no, you don't play this weekend. Let's make sure you're fully fit again before you come back on court, just in case of anything, to for the long-term damage. And so I think they're all working well as a squad. We're yet to see them put out a full 60-minute performance. And they do start games quite slowly, but they're a team that do build and build, and they crank that screw to be able to come out with those wins. So, they're definitely one to still keep an eye on.
And I'd suggest that Vic's doing well so far.
It seems to be showing from when you speak to the players and they talk about the environment that she's created, but also what we're seeing in terms of results on the court. So, and then you've got the likes of Ella Clark and Beth Cobden, who are currently injured, but they're still in amongst the environment. So rehab is such a hard thing, as a lot of people know. So to be able to still be part of the team and still feel like you're contributing, I think they all kind of lift each other out. And I know Vicky was saying that Ella Clark has kind of taken Emma Thacker under her wing. And so for Emma, I think that must be such a great thing to have Ella to be a supporting role model and to learn off.
Alice Harvey's had 50 Super League appearances. Nat Panagari's on 150, almost catching you up.
It's showing longevity and the fact that they can still perform at this level and still be making an impact. It's great. And then, you're just adding new players in to kind of help enhance it, but their core is still there. Like Jazz Odioberin, what a talented youngster she is. Fran Williams, your England Rose, like she's having some great performances in her own individual right, that she can bring that experience that she has from the England setup, as well as her Super League experience, to kind of keep Loughborough Lightning ticking on.
What you seen from Jade and Chelsea so far at Pulse? Maybe a word on their impact?
Yeah, I think to have that experience of Jade and Chelsea at Pulse, to add to that kind of dynamism and that fire from the youngsters that Pulse have, I think that Sam has done a great job, and Fiona Murta, to kind of blend them all together. I think Jade at centre, you just can't fault her, can you? Even at 39, she's still going strong and she's still having an amazing impact. Her court play, her distribution has just been phenomenal. And I think all the others around her are feeding off that. And Chelsea as well, in terms of what she can do in such small spaces. I think Alicia Scholes, the fact that she has a Chelsea that she can watch and learn off, if you put them two together, think about what kind of a wing attack you could have. That would be phenomenal. So the fact that that they can, yeah, all work in that environment, you add, I think, for Pulse, what they missed last season was when it came to those final moments, that the finals time, they didn't have that stamina in experience, not necessarily in fitness-wise, but in experience and in tactical play and game smarts to take them into a final. Whereas you add in a Chelsea and you add in a Jade, now you can start to build and develop that early so that if and when they do get into those positions, they can keep pushing forwards.
And it's almost whenever she takes the court, but it's a case of Fumi's going, "Hi, Jess, I'll have one of them tickets."
Yeah. The Fumi show, as we like to call it. To be fair, like, I think the other defenders at Pulse, so like your Lindsay Keebles, your Zara Everett, they've also stepped up their game. So as a collective, the Pulse defenders are getting a lot of ball. So you're not necessarily seeing Fumi in that kind of top of intercepts and deflections like we saw last year, but she's still doing a really, really good job. But it's just that those around her as well are also contributing and they're working as a unit. So I think that is a great asset to Fumi's game, because it's not just, you can't win a netball game with just one person. It has to be everyone around you. So if she can still be amazing, plus the rest of her team are also getting lots of balls, then yeah, why would you not take her?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that about, obviously, about Lindsay as well, still being key as well and still being a real key part of the side.
Yeah, and I've known Lindsay for years and years, back in the old Team Bath days. But I'm just, yeah, she's really enjoying her netball. And I know I said that a lot about people, but you can really tell how their game is still progressing by the smiles that you see on their face, or when you talk to them after the games and, or pre-games, and they're just buzzing to be part of this league and be part of the teams that they're in. And I think if you're good off court, I would say that you're going to be good on court. And Lindsay is one of those. She's loving life. She's loving what she's doing on court, and it's showing with her performances.
I spoke to Jo Tripp from Stars, and she's more than satisfied where they are currently in the table, just outside those top four. And I got the impression as well that she's really realistic and just happy about their position at the moment.
Yeah, I spoke to her at the start of the season and subsequent throughout, and she's always said their target was 50% wins from their games, and yeah, they're tracking along, as she said, really nicely. And I think they're a team that, when you talk about players that potentially were at other franchises and not getting a lot of court time, but they'd still been in and amongst that high-performing environment, they've now come to Seven Stars and they're getting consistent game time and they're just thriving. They had good pre-season all together. They've created a really lovely culture from what I'm hearing, in terms of they all just have fun. And when they're off the court, so I was speaking to her, she was saying, like, so when they're not together, it's your own time. Don't call me. Don't think about netball, like, do your own stuff. And then when we are together, you're going to work hard. You're going to be on song. You're going to do everything as a team and collectively and individually to get better. And so when she talks about it, she said she's loving it. She didn't think she'd ever come back and play again, but now she's playing every single game.
Well, I asked her about that, but you'll have to wait until next week as to hear what her reply was. But I suppose from your initial involvement with the franchise as well, it's just nice to see that things are finally sorted out, and maybe where you wanted the team to be when you were involved with them as well.
And like in any team, you want to be successful. So if it was me, I want to be making that final. I want to be getting those trophies. But you've got to start somewhere. And I think from when myself and Anita and everybody else and Vanessa and Susie and all those that helped set up Seven Stars, our ambition was to bring a team and put out a franchise that would be able to compete and would be able to grow. And you had a pathway of players right from age groups through to the senior team. And it is lovely to see now that they are playing so well and they are getting the success in terms of the goals that they've set for themselves. And when I was at Worcester Arena, fans are streaming through the door and enjoying the spectacle of the game. And that's all you want for the sport, for more and more people to watch it and see it and want to get involved with it, whether it's player or volunteer or whether it's a supporter. And so to see that the franchise is still continuing to grow, yeah, definitely, because you want stuff to be better after you've left and to continue to progress.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.